Well, Father, Lord God, I just pray, I pray that this building just be completely Spirit-filled today, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for these gentlemen that came today to share their testimonies, Lord. And I just pray that after they share, Lord, then and they go back, Lord, that you are just so with them, Lord God. And sometimes that next step or the next chapter can be so hard, Lord. But we know that when you're walking with us, Father, Lord, we have nothing to fear because we have a solid rock that we get to stand on. And Father, I pray that you are just always bringing these gentlemen to our mind and just having them in our prayers too, Lord God, and lifting them up, Lord. But we thank you for the strength that you've given them, Lord God, and their testimonies, Lord. Amen. And you guys can feel free to stand if you want. No problem. Our sin is this, you know, we're outside and we're mowing the lawn and we've all this grass and all this dirt and grime and sweat all over us. And then just to go in and just take a nice, awesome shower and get all cleaned. You know, that sin and that dirt, that's what it is. It's just sin. But the Lord washes us clean. And he doesn't wash us clean one time for us to go get dirty again. He completely washes us clean. Father, I just pray that you bring to our memory right now, Lord God, that day where we said, Lord, I surrender. I give it to you. And you washed us clean. Lord God, I pray, Father, that anytime our past life calls us back, that you bring that day to memory, Lord. And we have such joy reflecting on that day, Father, that we won't even want to go back.
Show me your love through the judgment you receive, and you won my heart. Yes, you won my heart, and now I can trade these ashes in for fuel tears, and with forgiveness like a crown, coming to kiss the feet of mercy, I lay every burden down at the foot of the cross. At the foot of yes, you won my heart, and now I can trade these ashes in for beauty, and with forgiveness like a crown, coming to kiss the feet of mercy, I lay every burden down. Yes, I lay every burden down at the foot of the cross.
Father, help that to be so true, Lord God. Help us not to worry about tomorrow, Father. Help us to focus on today, Lord, and lay every single burden down, Lord. I know sometimes we are just completely carrying the weight of the world, and we think that we just have to plan everything. But Father, you just want us to trust in you. And sometimes trusting in you is not even knowing what's going to happen in the next hour. But Father, I pray, Lord, that we so deeply trust in you, and that we truly mean that we are going to lay everything down, Father.
set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I'm redeemed. I am redeemed. You've set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. Oh God, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. 'Cause I am redeemed.
Oh, Father, Lord God, I just thank you for redemption. I thank you that we don't have to walk around carrying all the baggage, Lord, that we once had, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you make us a new creation, Father. And sometimes it seems like, you know, we're in the world and we're like, oh, we can do this, we got this, but we just keep failing because the answer is Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that there is an answer out there, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for the strength that you've given us, the strength that you've given me, Lord. Help us to praise you and just to keep that testimony going, Father.
Well, today I found myself after searching all these years. And the man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. I was lost when you found me here. I was broken beyond.
Feels like I'm breathing. Father, we thank you for that new breath, Lord. When the world chokes us, Lord God, with all of their ideas, all their thoughts, all of the things that they think will make us happy, finally, Lord, you give us a breath. And you give us wisdom and you separate us, Lord. I pray, Father, Lord God, that you're the only breath that we ever want. Because you're the only breath that we're ever going to need, Lord. I pray, Lord God, if there's anyone here today, Lord, that is being stifled. Or, Father, they really do just want to choose you, Lord, but they're so confused because their flesh is so strong. Father, right now, Lord God, I pray that you do break those chains, Lord. I pray, Father, that you give them freedom, Lord. And strengthen them.
Whatever chains that we have on us, may we cry out and sing praises to you so that the shackles and the chains fall off supernaturally. Because we do not have the power within us to break those chains. But you do. May we just call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved and delivered and redeemed all. Because that is the power of the blood that you shed for us on that cross. And it was reinforced when the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead.
Thank you.
And made us right with you. Thank so that we could have an abundant life with you, together, both now and forever. And for that, Lord, we say thank you. In Jesus' name.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, can I have one of those really cool stools? Wow, you guys are so awesome. All right. Super duper. Lord, lead, please. You know, in Revelation, in the last chapter, 22, verse 17, it says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. You know, and I just think of our Savior. We all come from different backgrounds. We all have a testimony. You're going to hear some testimonies today. And sometimes when we're really encouraged by those testimonies, you know, and some of them you might hear like, wow, that's a lifestyle. You know, Well, I shot 17 people, heroin needles hanging out of my arm for 40 years, but now God saved me and now he's changed my life. And that's wonderful. But there's also folks in here who have the same unbelievable testimony because they grew up in a very religious environment and they were prideful and they looked down upon others and they trusted in their own righteousness. But God still saved them too. Whatever your testimony is, here's what it basically is. I was a jerk. I was on my way to hell, and Jesus saved me. Hallelujah! That's the testimony. So regardless of what you hear today, you remember it, that it's Jesus who saves you. It's Jesus who changes you. Amen? Amen. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let all who hear say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. Undeserved gift. That's awesome. Well, a couple things to go over before we get into that. We have a few things that we just want to go over with you real quick. And so first, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out here who sacrifice so much that are seeking the Lord and trying to instill that on your kids, regardless of what age they are, right? We never stop being a mom. But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Don't look at me like that. You know what? Thank you for the hours and the days, all the things that you do that's seen, and all the prayer and the love that's unseen, that nobody sees. Your Heavenly Father sees all things. Thank you for that. Don't ever stop. Don't ever quit. Gary, I noticed your hand up. Do you need the microphone, sir, or are you just going to bellow it out? Okay, by your command, sir.
Yeah, today, obviously, we're celebrating Mother's Day, and it's great for and marvelous to see so many mothers and daughters and sons here today. But I know that not all of our children are following. They're not all honoring their mothers, and that can be very hurtful in a day like today. So I just thought it might be appropriate to pray for our mothers today.
Yeah, please do.
Father God,
thank you, Jesus.
You made us into families, Lord, and you gave us mothers. And you tell us to honor our fathers and mothers. And yet we know that not all of our children are doing that well today, Lord. Sometimes they just forget because it's not important to them. They're busy living their lives. For others, they've even rejected their parents, their mothers, and sometimes because even of our faith, Lord God. And so, Father, I ask that that you would comfort every mother and every father here too, for that matter, Lord, where there is a huggy Mother's Day Hallmark card moment today, Lord God, that you would put your arms around them and remind them that you're with them through it.
Yes.
Father, help us to give our children who may not be walking the path that we would have for them, that help us to give them, those children, to you, Lord God. Put them in your care. Because just as was mentioned a moment ago, it's your Spirit that calls out to them, Lord. And so, Father, just help us to put them in your hands. And, Lord, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love you. And so, Lord, we don't know how you'll work these things together for good, Lord. But I heard it said this morning in our prayer time, one mom said that she would give up all her time on earth with her child to have that child in heaven. And so, Father, that would be our prayer this morning. And we thank you in the name of our Savior, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Good word, brother. Thank you. Thank you very much. Also, we have some free Panera bread loaves back there in a bag and in a container. Usually put that over in the corner. So there's literally wonderful baguettes. Take them home. Eat them up. Grab a bag. Take as much as you want. It's just a free gift in Jesus' name. We just want you to have it. We don't take up tithes and offerings here, but we do receive tithes and offerings in the back corner back there. There's a little bird box there, and God provides for the birds of the air, and he provides for us. And so if you want to put your tithes, weekly tithes or monthly tithes back in there, that's where they go. Also, a couple of things. We've got a family game night Saturday the 26th here at 4 p.m. At Home Fellowship Church. And you can talk to Wendy Jo for more information. Bring your favorite game and snack. And we'd be happy to have you. Anything else, Wendy Jo? Okay, that's it. Okay, good. Also, if you're looking for areas to serve to, cleanup crews on Sundays or Thursdays, if it's something that you can do just once a month, so we can bring you in a rotation, or if you can't handle all of it, every week I can vacuum the floors, or every week I can do this. We'd love to have you, and basically anybody can serve. We're working on the joyful heart thing, but anybody can serve, but we need more folks, many hands make light work. And so we just want to encourage you to come. And if you can help, like a Sunday after church or that, we'd love to put you in the rotation, or a Thursday. Also, we need help in the nursery and teaching. We had somebody volunteer for the nursery. We need one more for the teaching. I know my wife is out there right now. And so, Gary, if she's not back sitting in this chair, especially because it's Mother's Day, I'm going to go back there and serve for her. So I'm going to give you the microphone, and you can close us out. Okay, I want to make sure she's not back there today. Okay, we already got that taken care of. Again, just want to recommend some movies. I Can Only Imagine, in the theaters, Paul the Apostle of Christ, and God Is Not Dead. Want to encourage you to go see those. You guys know that part of our job is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. There's radio stations, 88.1, 104.3. We got sermons online at homefellowshipchurch.com. You can click on any book of the Bible and start listening from chapter 1, verse 1 through the end of the book. We've got a loaner library in that back room to the left. You can check out books, Christian CDs, audiobooks, videos, DVDs, free as loaners. Just return them. Also, we had a bunch of these that we gave away. They're New Testament devotionals. It's called My Time with God. It'll basically take you through the New Testament in a year. It's got an Old Testament corresponding scripture verse, and then some things to think about by Beth Moore or Billy Graham or D.L. Moody. And so we keep running out. Every time I give them away, people want more. So this is a fantastic. Think about your Christian faith. Some folks haven't even read through the New Testament one time yet. God can help you to do that. It's an easy-to-understand translation. And so if you would like one, it's a free gift in Jesus' name. Chris, can I borrow you for a second? Thanks. If you want one, raise your hand. Okay, we got a couple. 1, 2, 3, 4 in the back. Just take them there. Okay, keep your hand up. I want to make sure Chris gives you one. Here's one more, Chris, because usually by the time you get back there, more people raise their hands, which I love it. We want to put the Word of God into your hand. He wants to write that on the tablet of your heart, is what Proverbs says. That's what the Lord wants. Not more intellectual information. Blah. What good is that? You just become a self-righteous jerk. God wants to write His Word on your heart that you won't sin against Him, that you'd love the Lord and love others from a pure heart. That's what God wants for us. Okay? So those are free gifts in Jesus' name. If you didn't get one, then come see me afterwards and I'll order more again. All right, thanks. A couple things, if you guys ever want to join us, prayer, Sunday mornings here at 9 a.m., praying for the community. I love so many people were here when I arrived. I love it. I love that you guys are praying. I'm so excited about that. It blows me away. I'm just so thankful for the people who faithfully come and pray for us every Sunday morning. We want to invite you to come out as well. Also, men's Bible study and dinner. It's the first and third Tuesdays. 6 p.m. is dinner and 6:30 is Bible study. Is that this week? I think we're doing, before we get into new book, we just finished Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, and we're doing Psalm 81. Okay? So Psalm 81 this week. But are we having pulled pork? Okay. Okay, that's okay. We had that last. That was last. Yeah, that was still good. Okay, so we want to invite all the guys to come out to that too. Also, I think Josh and Amanda Panda are away this weekend, mudding. But we also have the Transformers Youth Group here, 6:30 to 8:30 every Wednesday. And want to invite you to come out and see that if you are a teen. And the Thursday night Bible study, barbecue and Bible study. We have dinner at 6, and then at 7 p.m. we're either going through the book of Mark or the book of 1 Kings. And this week it is 1 Kings, I think? Okay, good. Going through the book of 1 Kings. Okay, I think that's it for Bible studies. Yes, somebody yell? Yeah. What? Oh, you. Oh, yes, I will at the very end. Yeah. Yeah. That's it for the. Also, you guys know that our Shepherd's Heart Christian School, we took all the older kids, about 15 of us went to the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum and Charles Stanley's Church. It was a great time. And then we had the younger kids went to SeaWorld and Discovery Cove because they had a whole animal learning thing and underwater sea creature section that they were learning. And it was just an amazing time. Where they got to swim with manta rays and stingrays and dolphins. And, I mean, they got to, it was just an absolutely amazing time for the kids. And, oh, it's so cute. The poor guys got upgraded to the presidential suite, which is like, I can't even tell you. I wish I had more pictures to show you, but this was our little table that we had. Our four-bedroom, four-bath suite. Thank you, Lord. That was so neat. And every one of them got to swim with the dolphins, and it was just an amazing time. So thank you. Just thank you, Lord. We just want to show you some pictures of that. It was a great time. Okay, so I think that's about it. Now, normally we go through verse by verse through the Bible because we want to understand that everybody understands the gospel and what that is. But then also so everybody understands the whole counsel of God. And so just like Paul, you know, he wanted to be innocent of all man's blood. He didn't want to be guilty of any man's blood. And he said, therefore, I testify to you this day that I'm innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. So that's why we go by book. We just went through Colossians. The whole book of Colossians, we just went through the book of Philemon, and we just went through the book of Habakkuk. And I'm going to scroll through this real quick. Habakkuk was like it's a really different book. It was just a prophet asking God. It was like a private conversation. God lets us in on a private conversation, and God's like, the prophet Habakkuk's like, why, God? Why is this happening? How long? And there's this dialogue between him and God, and he doesn't understand stuff. And we went through the book, and the first chapter he's complaining, and then God's answering him. And we talked about waiting on the Lord and all this and trusting in the Lord while we wait. In the end of Habakkuk, he finally turns around from complaining, and God answers him, and then he understands that God's been working the whole time. And he's like, man, now, just Lord, just like Job, man, I heard about you, but now I've seen you with my own eyes, and I stand in awe of you, you know? And God will take us to a place, that's in Israel, we'll get to that in a second, but God will take us to a place in our lives when we're going to start asking, to be honest, the why questions, the how long questions. We don't understand everything that God's doing all the time. And if you're not there right now, praise the Lord. But chances are, because you're a man or a woman of faith, God is going to stretch you. And those times are hard. But that's when we grow. That's when he strengthens us as we trust in him. Okay? And so we talked about this, hinds feet in high places. That was the last part of Habakkuk. You know, where he said, I will make your feet like hinds feet, and I will enable you to walk upon the high places. Places you never thought you could go. Things you never thought you could do. God is going to strengthen you in such a way, only from his Spirit, that will enable you by faith to do things you never thought you could do. That's our God. And this was in Israel. And so I told you that I was going to get some of these books. And Elijah, I will need you to. This is a book by Hannah Hanard. And it's a book based on the Habakkuk verse that says, he makes my feet like hinds feet, and he will enable me to walk upon the high places. And so, again, now I'm going to give this away. We are, as a body, we want you to read it. Okay, if you already have a book that you're reading, don't grab another one and sit it on the shelf. Don't give it to Cousin Billy, who lives 3 states over. We want to be good stewards of our money, right? But we also want to equip you. This is a powerful verse. This book is about a young girl named Much Afraid that comes from a very fearing family. But she wants to follow the shepherd, but you see, she's crippled. She's got club feet and hands. She can't speak very well. She's not very strong. But by faith, the shepherd takes her and enables her to walk on the high places without fear. And so this is a gift that we're going to give away. If anybody would like one, simply raise your hand. Elijah, would you stand up for a second? Chris, would you stand up for a second? Thanks. I'm going to each give you, here's a bunch. I'm going to give you a bunch as well. If you want one of these books, it's a gift from this body in Jesus' name. God bless you. Hey, this is a great place to sneeze. You go that way. Chris, you go that way. If anybody wants one, raise your hand. It's a gift in Jesus' name. No strings attached. We just want to encourage you to read it. All right. Yep. So just raise your hand. We'll deliver one to you. It's a free gift in Jesus' name. All right. I think that's about it. I'll have to wait for the other book giveaway next time. Okay. All right. Now we're here with Loving Hands. And Dylan, I think you're going to come up here first. Is that correct? Okay. Dylan, you want to come on up for just a second? Yes. I heard my name. Was that you? Okay, you already got the mic in hand. Man, you are good. Yes? Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll do that at the very end. Yeah, I just didn't want people to forget. All right, you know, Revelation 12:11 says that they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And today you're going to hear some testimonies about what God is doing in a life. Now, it's not the person, even who, if you remember, if you didn't hear the testimony last week for the last 15 minutes, you should go online, homefellowshipchurch.com, fast forward through Habakkuk 3 and listen to the last 15 minutes. It was powerful. But for those of you who heard it, you know this. The person wanted me to say to you, please make sure that they understood this wasn't about me and how, what, and my life, and so that everybody could feel sorry for me. This was about my story being like Habakkuk's, where I had to ask the why and the how long question. Those things lasted 3 to 5 years before God took her out of those things. And so the testimony is all about a faithfulness of our Lord. And so whatever goes on here today about Dylan, thank you, Lord, for Loving Hands Ministries. And we're very thankful for that. Thank you, Lord, that we have Anthony. If you don't know, Anthony, will you raise your hand? If you don't, he is back today. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, you can give him a round of applause. And it's all because of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But you know what? That is what it's about. So every testimony here that you hear today is all really about one thing. It's about the Lord. And may all the focus and all the glory and the honor go to him. Can I take 1 minute and pray for you? And then it's all yours. And Gary, if you wouldn't mind closing us out. Miss Letary has one thing to say at the end. If you would make sure that gets done, I'm going to go help my wife, okay? Father, I just thank you for Dylan, Lord. I thank you for Loving Hands Ministry, Lord. I ask that you would bless them in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. I ask that you would anoint their tongue by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I don't know why, but his specifically today, Lord God, that you would direct his thoughts, whatever he's been thinking or doing or worried about or whatever, you just drain that swamp, Lord, and fill him with your spirit and focus him on you like a laser beam, that he would fix his eyes on Jesus because he's the starter and he's the finisher of our faith, Lord God. And I pray in Jesus' name that there was someone here that would be spoken to by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you would use him and the boys here as a vessel for your glory, for your word, for your Holy Spirit, Lord, and that you would do a work in this place, Father. And I ask that in the mighty, awesome, powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you, brother.
Pastor Darren, before you leave, I just want to say you're amazing. I love the feel of the church here. I was sitting back there. I wanted to just take my shoes off. I wanted to just come and sit on the couch. I wanted to just hang out with you guys. And I thank you for what you've started here. And the fact that you just took your time to pray for me this morning means so much to me.
Thanks, man.
Because so many times I feel like even just us as a ministry, we get this opportunity and we get to see a platform and we get to think that it's all about us. But it's not. It's about the body. And I love how much you just want to equip the body here.
Thanks.
And if you guys don't know, your pastor is amazing. Okay, just wanted to make sure everybody knew that. So thank you so much, Pastor Darren.
I'm going to give you a quick hug. Sorry, I know. Thanks, bud.
So how many here, by a show of hands, are unfamiliar with Loving Hands Ministries, might not know who we are this morning? Okay, good. That's a good number of you guys. The two guys back there that raised their hand, they're null and void. They don't count. Loving Hands Ministries, it started 35 years ago when our founding pastor, Wendell Wilson, began to take men into his home. But how that started was a very unique story. He would actually go into the jails and he would minister to these men in the jails and he would see them to be set free. He would see them to start living a life to want to follow God. But when they would get out of jail, they would fall back into the same temptations again. And he knew that there had to be something different to be able to stop this revolving door cycle. And there was a young man one time that was about to get out of jail, and he went home to his wife, Miss Nancy, and said, "This young man has nowhere to go. Can we just bring him home for dinner? We'll feed him for the night, and we'll look for a place for him to be able to go, and we can start there." Well, this young man did come over for dinner. Meanwhile, there were two teenage daughters in the home, and this was a convicted felon who this man would let into his home. While this young man was there eating dinner, he turned to his wife and said, "Well, he's already here for dinner. Can he just spend the night?" And that's how Loving Hands began. And 35 years later now, we're still at his home. Although he did pass about 2 years ago, we still live in his home where he raised his family. And it was just, that's why I think this feel and this setting of the church that you guys have here means so much to me, because the sole focus of the ministry is to give us home, to give us hope, and to give us purpose. And that is exactly what happens when we're here this morning. We do have somebody here. Well, before that, I just want to say, how many mothers do we have here in the room? That is amazing. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for a mother like you guys, right? You guys gave so much of your life in order for us men in particular to be able to be here. And I know many of you mothers had prayed for your sons for years. And many of our mothers and our grandmothers had prayed for us for years, for us to want to turn around our lives and be here today. And something else I wanted to say about Pastor Darren is that every time that I called, he answered. He answered the phone every time. And the first time that we were supposed to be able to come, which was about a month or so ago, I ended up having to call him and say, "I'm sorry, Pastor Darren, but I have to reschedule this service." And I was a little bit nervous. I didn't want to make a mistake. And he said, "No, it's fine. We will get another date for you to come out here." And we agreed that Mother's Day was going to be a good day, because this is a special day. It's a special day for me, and it's a special day especially for Anthony, as he gets to be here, because I know just about every one of you guys knows who he is. So I would like to start off with Anthony to be able to come and share his testimony this morning.
Morning, everyone. Morning. It is good to be back in church, healthy and healing spiritually, for sure. Before I came to Loving Hands, God had really blessed my life. I had an awesome family. I got a mom over there that loves me more than anybody. Of course, an awesome church here. But there was just some things in God's word that I had. It wasn't a matter of not knowing. It's just a matter of obedience for me. There's things that I already knew. I knew the truth. I knew what to do and what not to do. And what kind of started me off kind of spiraling out was my boss hired another artist to come work with me. And I got in a relationship with her that I knew I shouldn't have been in. We were definitely unevenly yoked, and for sure. And as that relationship grew, after about a year of it, I got a phone call from my best friend's mom. And she told me that he was in the hospital. He had been in a terrible accident. And so I went up to the hospital, and I saw her there, and he's in the hospital bed. And being in that relationship with her, it was completely separated me from God. It just took the place of that. And I didn't know how to deal with the emotions. I ended up relapsing on a drug I never thought I'd do again. I had been clean for years before that. And so I got out of the hospital. I thought I'd be okay. You know, my mom and everybody, you know, was really worried about me. I was really deceived. I thought I could keep functioning and keep everything going, and somehow that it would just end up okay, and it did. And I kept using for about 5-6 months, and I just hit a wall. I broke down, and I was talking to my mom, I'm talking to Gary, and before that, I would meet with Gary every week, and I just couldn't open up to him. I couldn't share those things with him for some reason, fear or whatever it was. But yeah, boy, it gets hard. It never gets easy to share this stuff. It doesn't. So yeah, so I hit a wall, I broke down, and my mom mentioned Loving Hands to me, and God gave me the courage to go, and I've been here for like 14 months now, and God's really, really, he's restoring my soul, and I'm grateful for that. I really am grateful for it. I'm grateful to be here. I got about 10 months left in the program, and I'm anxious for what God's going to do and to come back and actually be, you know, part of the church and serve and help more and be more of an encouragement to everybody. So I thank you guys for letting me share. I'll leave you with a scripture verse, Psalm 118, 18. The Lord has taught me a hard lesson, but he didn't take my life. Thank you.
The way the ministry works is for the first year of the program, you undergo a very structured and a very intense discipleship program. The men wake up at 6:15 in the morning when about 6:25 they've had morning prayer and they start to do laps around our pond in the morning where they will jog. By 7 o'clock is breakfast. Right after breakfast is chores, and then there's about 4 hours where they're in the classroom. By noon, after lunch, we start intercessory prayer and then work projects to where we have 10 acres out in Palmetto, and the men will maintain the property, do things like rake and trim the trees, and just maintain the property that the Lord has blessed us to be able to have. By 2:30 or 3:30 is we have an hour of free time where the men are allowed to play basketball. We have been playing pickleball lately, and if you don't know what that is, ask one of the men. They'll be more than happy to tell you about it. It's the new favorite game. Also, after that, we do have showers and free time, dinner, chores, class, and bedtime. And it's like that every day. It gets monotonous. It does. I won't lie to you. I went through the program. I just graduated about 6 months ago, and for that first year, it's very hard. There's a lot of rules. For the first 10 days of the ministry, you're basically everywhere you turn, you're learning, oh, you can't do that, you can't say this, you can't go there, you got to raise your hand for this. And it's humbling. As a grown man, to have to raise my hand and ask another man if I can go to the bathroom, that was a humbling experience for me. I never had to do that. When I was out in the world and I was doing what I wanted to do, I did what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, and how I wanted to do it, and nobody was going to tell me otherwise. But when we come here to the ministry, that is completely stripped away from us. We're back at square one, and we're almost to the point to where it can make you feel like you're a child again. But I guarantee that is what taught me how to be the man that I am today. Because I had to go back to the point so where I started to mess up my life and reorganize myself and learn how to grow properly and effectively for me to be able to be the man that I am today. And I thank the Lord for Pastor Wendell on a daily basis because of the fact that it was his sacrifice and Miss Nancy's sacrifice as a mother to this ministry to allow us men to come into her home free of charge. For 2 years, they house us, clothe us, feed us, and give us everything that we would need in order to be set up and have a successful life as a man of God. And that's almost unheard of. JB, will you come forward this morning, sir, and share your testimony?
Hello, everybody. My name's Justin Brook. I'm 34 years old, and I'm from Seaford, Delaware. I'd just like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in here. I really didn't have my mother in my life after about 8 or 9 years old, but she's been saved for a good 20 years now, and I've learned from being at Loving Hands to try to let her back in my life, and I'm one of five children, the only one that communicates with her, so that feels good today. After, I was a really good kid in high school, through high school anyway, and had scholarships for all different types of stuff, but I also played in a rock band, and I wanted to follow that dream, and you know, it goes along with that is you know, a lot of different drugs and stuff like that. They do tag along with those pretty easy, and I moved my band down to Austin, Texas. We're doing good down there, and I found the wife that I have now, almost 8 years married, and she knew there was a good man in me, but knew I had a drug problem. She married me anyway, and I guess I've been praying for the past 7 or 8 years that I would want to do something like this. you know, she couldn't force me to do it. She was just praying and you know, believing in God to do something like this. She always wanted me to pray or go to church with her. And I did occasionally, but I just I didn't man up to the occasion, I guess. And I always tried to hide my addiction from my family and my wife. Just little white lies, they add up to a lot, you know. And she would just let me, I guess the Lord told her to let me just stew in it. You got a tough love, you know. And I ended up getting sober in January. It's only been a few months. That's not long, but my mother, who I didn't really talk to a whole lot in my life, she told me about this place, and she had been following it for 3 or 4 years. And she said, this is a place you should go, because I actually wanted to go to a program. But, you know, 2 years is a long time. Even though it can be short, it can still be long. And I just didn't want to leave my wife behind, as you could say, for such a long time. It just felt like so long to be apart from the woman I love. But she said it was the best thing I ever did for us. So I got a family. I got my family back, and I got my wife all waiting for me. And Loving Hands has taught me quite a bit about myself and quite a bit about all these other guys. They went from strangers to friends to really good family and brothers now. So it really humbles you. Like you said, you got a lot of disciplines in there. And, you know, no matter how good you think you're doing or something, there's always something that's gonna get you, just leaving a light on or anything like that. I mean, it really, really humbles you as a grown man to oh, you left the light on. Now you got to write, go into chapel and write scriptures while everybody's playing basketball or something. You know, it's really rough. But yeah, or like the pancake thing with no syrup. You know, you don't get your condiments for discipline. It's tough. It's tough on you. But I've been here about 5 weeks now. I feel like I've been here about a week and a half. Time does fly by in here. So, you know, while everybody else is out there missing me a whole lot, and I feel like I'm missing them a whole lot more, I think it's the other way around. They're probably missing me, and time's going by much slower. They have satanic things out there just chasing them. The enemy's trying to get at them, and I'm behind closed doors, you know, with the Lord, with brothers of the Lord all around me, all day, every day. And I just can't imagine. I can't imagine my past. Like, how didn't I? Like, every day I'm talking to Jesus and praying and talking to friends about Jesus. How did I even live without him? You know, and my friend was one of the brothers was talking about Job. How, you know, you thank God for all the good things in your life, but do you ever thank him for can you thank him for the bad things? And I do thank him for, unfortunately, I do thank him for all my drug doing, because it landed me here. Because I could have gotten sober and been a sober man without Christ. It's just as bad. I might as well go back to the drugs. So I really am humbled by this. And I'm really loving it. So I appreciate it. And my scripture I leave you with today is 2 Timothy 9. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of what we have done, but because of his purpose and grace. Thank you.
I just want to clarify something. You don't have to write just solely because you left your light on. That is not... let me explain that a little bit more. There is what we would call a write-up process, to where there is men in the program who are trusted as extra eyes and ears in the ministry in order to be able to be there for staff members who aren't there at the moment. And those RODs are responsible for writing up the men if they are seen breaking a rule. If they're talking about something they're not supposed to talk about, telling war stories about the past, or just doing things that are unedifying to another brother, or various different things. And if you have so many of those write-ups, what happens is, instead of having free time where you're out able to play pickleball or basketball, you spend that hour in the chapel where you're writing scripture based on the things that got you in trouble for that week. And what happened throughout the years is Pastor Wendell began to realize that we just enjoyed having an extra opportunity to learn more scripture, so it had to become a little bit more hurtful, if you would like to say that, to where now we weren't able to have condiments. You couldn't have ketchup on your hamburger, or if you have pancakes on Friday, you're not allowed to have syrup. Try it one time. You start messing with my food, and I'm going to start saying the things that I need to say. I promise. I promise that. And when the men are having Kool-Aid with their dinner, you're drinking water. You can't have orange juice in the morning. And we began to realize that those types of things are what get us to realize what we were doing wrong and want to correct those things that were just not appropriate in our lives. Many times, like I mentioned earlier, I was doing what I wanted, when I wanted, and how I wanted to do it. And as I was sitting down this morning, and I began to just reflect on my past a little bit. And I wasn't going to share my testimony, but it being Mother's Day, I feel it's very important for me personally to share it, just to kind of get over this a little bit more. But I grew up in a home that was very abusive. My mother was abused by my father physically, mentally, and spiritually, just abused by my father. And she would do things in order to run from the abuse that she faced at home. She was using, and my father was an alcoholic, and I just grew up in a home that was surrounded with abuse. The state of Florida took custody of myself, my sister, and my brother when I was only 8 years old, and they placed us in custody of my grandparents. Now, I'm blessed to have that opportunity, and they really did do everything they could to allow me to be successful. I graduated high school with my associate's degree. I had a lot of encouragement to go forward. But I still lacked the fact that I didn't have my father and my mother in my life. By the age of 16, I started a drug addiction of my own because the only thing that I witnessed at home was if you abuse the ones that you love, if you use drugs and alcohol, the problems go away and you can go forward in life. And that's exactly what I did. It took me down an 8-year-long road of addiction to the point to where I would do anything and everything. If it promised relief for 5 minutes, I would get my hands on it as much as I could, and I would do whatever it took to get my hands on it. Until about 3 years ago, when I called my grandfather in New York and asked him to bring me back home. I was all the way out. I was homeless, and I was in Oregon. I was stuck on a failed drug run. And I said, Grandpa, I can't do this anymore. I need help, and I want to actually correct my life and move forward. See, drug rehabs and jails were not news to my family. It was something that I had bounced in and out of several times throughout most of my adult life. But he bought me plane tickets and brought me back home. I flew back home 4th of July in 2015, and I've been clean ever since. I came here to Loving Hands Ministries 2.5 years ago as a broken, hurting young man who had no hope and no goals in my life. And I can stand here today and tell you that I'm 3 months into my credentialship program. Now I'm going to school to become a credentialed minister, somebody that this world said was hopeless, was never going to go anywhere in society, and I was lost. Came here to Loving Hands Ministries, or Pastor Wendell and Joe Hamblin and Keith and all the staff here just encouraged me to move forward and pushed me to go forward, even the times where I would basically spit in their face and just do things that were against everything they told me to do. They loved me through all of it. And now I'm clean for 2.5 years. For the first time in my life, I've been clean longer than I haven't been. And it's encouraging for me. And I think today is so special to me because majority of the things that I did when I started using, I used with my mom. My mom is still using today. I lost my stepdad about 2 years ago to heroin overdose. And it was hard. It was a very hard time for me to go through. But like Justin said, we have a group of men here that encourage each other. We love on each other. And we just help each other to go forward. And I think that means so much for people that go through what we go through. Nick, would you come here this morning? Now, this is Nick's second time he's going to get to share his testimony. He is our youngest resident, not just age-wise, but also ministry-wise. Nick, how long? Okay.
Nick, how long have you been here?
Would you share your testimony this morning?
Can I not?
No, that's fine.
Sorry, I get very relax, brother. Relax.
They can't hear you. Nick, they can't hear you in the back.
Oh, they can't?
No.
What happens if I speak louder? Can you still hear me?
You'll be all right. You'll be all right, Nick.
Oh, man. Okay.
There's no harm for you here, man. Relax.
Yeah, no. Okay.
All right, so my name is Nick. I am 19, and I've been here almost a month. I'm originally from Colorado.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm originally from Colorado, and my mom, can I just say what happened, like, instead of sugarcoating it, you know? My dad was never there for me. He was so into alcohol and doing other drugs that he never really had the attention to be there for me. And my mom, she was there, she tried to, but she had things happen in her own life where she was abused, not just abused physically, but, you know, sexually. She's done some drugs, but that doesn't, you know, she was very scarred, and, you know, she's a very sensitive person where she can get hurt very easily. That saying, I was going to middle school, and I was bullied, and right around high school, I got into doing drugs and going with gangs, and, you know, I knew of Jesus, but I didn't know him personally, and that's what's really important, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, he died on the cross, oh, okay, you know, so what? But after doing the drugs, this was at when I was 16, I was on the streets, you know, I was, sometimes my friend that I lived with on the streets, he would kick me out, and I would have to sleep in a laundry room where, you know, the only way to get heat is if someone put on the dryer and, you know, it put out heat. It's crazy how I'm right here talking to you guys, you know. As I'm saying, so when I was on the streets, something kind of told me. You know how it says in the Bible that you already have the Holy Spirit in you? Well, I didn't know what that meant, but for some reason I believed it. And when I believed it, one, I was selling a light to a person. It was a growing light for something I'm not going to say. I tried to keep it as clean as I could. And I was going to trade it for something. And all of a sudden, something told me that you have to go. Go now. Because if you don't go now, this could be your last. And I told him, oh, I don't want anything. Here you go. Take everything. And I just left, and I told him, see ya. And luckily, my brothers took me back, but they were kind of harsh on me. And since I was on the street and doing things that I was not supposed to, I got into gangs, and, you know, people were after me. They wanted to kill me for just leaving them because it's satanic out there. You know, you have to, you know, if you're in a gang, they want you to die for them, but they wouldn't care for you. You know, you could lay on the floor dead and they would just laugh and walk the other way and don't care about your body. While on the other hand, you know, your mom's crying in her sleep, you know, wondering what's going on. But anyways, I went to rehab because I wanted to kill myself, and they Baker acted me, and that 2 weeks that I was in mental hospital, that's when I actually started to pray and cry out for God. And within that 2 weeks, they're like, it's time for you to go. And I was like, where am I going to go? This is the dead end. People wanting to kill me. What am I going to do? And I cried out, and I just, you know, that day that I had to leave, they bought my taxi, and I was just, that's when I had to really kind of stick with faith. And all of a sudden, I turned on my phone, and right when I turned on my phone, my grandma was telling me that if I could come over here to Florida. Now, there's no such thing as all of a sudden thing, because I was praying for that, and that was Jesus answering my prayer. He knew I was crying out to him. You know, he loves you unconditionally. It means that when you're there spitting at his face, you're like, oh, who cares about him? He's over there still saying, come. Yeah, and I got into a church that I used to know, but I was young, so I didn't care for it, I didn't really understand it fully, and I just went my way, but now I'm back and I'm doing things that I should, and now God has blessed me with all this. A scripture that I want to leave is 2 Corinthians, walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Thank you.
You heard how each one of these men gave a verse at the end of their testimony. That is something that we do. It's one of the things that we do in the ministry. One of those hours that we're in the classroom, these men, every 10 days are required to read one faith-based book and write a report on that book, and also to memorize 3 scripture verses within those 10 days. And there's so many opportunities for us to learn the word. And Nick, I just want to tell you, bro, I'm proud of you. Proud of you, bro. 1 month. Just a few weeks ago. Just to be transparent with you guys, just a few weeks ago, Nick was the most shy person I've probably ever seen in my life. So for him to stand in front of you today and to just be transparent and open about what happened in his life shows so much growth. And brother, I'm proud of you. Keep going, okay? Now, Pastor Darren didn't give me a time limit, so I hope you guys are okay with being here for a couple hours, because I'm just kidding. So the last thing I would like to just mention is that I'm thankful for this opportunity to be here this morning. For you mothers, again, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for sharing this day with us. This is your day, and you guys have spent the morning and allowed us to just share with what's going on in our lives and what we've come through. And if you guys have time for one more testimony, I'd like for Tim to come forward and share his testimony this morning. Only because he thought he was going to get away with not having to share this morning.
That was close. I was almost out of here. Well, how you doing? My name's Tim. Gosh, you know, like I have a testimony how I got here, and then I have all kinds of testimonies like within that testimony. And I'll start by saying, happy Mother's Day. You know, I'm a mama's boy, like, through and through. And I feel like I should tell you that 4 or 5 years ago, my mom and daddy had wrote me off completely. They wouldn't answer the phone when I called. I wasn't allowed to come to their house. And this morning, I remember I was getting dressed trying to tie my tie, which I'm still kind of new at. So I'm tying my tie. And my phone keeps texting and texting and texting. And it's my mama over and over and over again, just telling me that she loves me and how proud of me she is. And for just like a heartbeat, I got kind of aggravated that the phone kept ringing and ringing, because I got one of these kind of phones. I know you kids don't know what this is, but so every time I reply, like when I need an O, I had to mash, you know, 66666, and when I needed an S. And anyway, that's just kind of a story about thank you for moms. And I think at a young age, I was always different than everybody else when it came to, like, drinking and doing drugs. I got kicked out of school in the 9th grade. I was 15, and I can remember being at the school board meeting, and I was sitting beside my mom and my daddy, and my mama was just sobbing the whole time, just crying, just in tears the whole time. And I wish I could say, like, that was the last time that I broke her heart and that everything was good from that point forward, but it just wasn't. You know, it just began a life for me that was in and out of jails and institutions. I was a in the custody of the Department of Juvenile Justice as a teenager. At 19, I got sent away to prison for 5 years. I got out at 24, and when I got out of prison at 24, I really just had one plan. I had one goal, and that was to not ever, ever go back to prison. But, you know, I hadn't really learned anything from 1999 to 2004 that would ever keep me out of prison. Matter of fact, everything I had learned in those 5 years had pretty much ensured that I would go back to prison. People that poured into my life were people that were never getting out of prison. People that I hung out with every day were people who were bound to stay in prison forever. So I don't think it was a big shock to anybody else when I wound up back in prison. My journey here starts April 2013. I got stopped in a traffic stop again, and I had a bunch of drugs on me, and I was going away to jail. I was in jail, and my aunt had came to a testimony service like this, and she had sent me a brochure. I think we have some of them back there, the same brochures. And I remember reading the brochure and said that it was a 2-year-long program, and that it was a discipleship program, and that it was all about Jesus, and that there was no coffee, if you can believe that, and there was no college football, and there was no phone calls, and there was no. And I remember reading the brochure, and I remember thinking, man, there's no way I can do that. Like, nobody can do that. If I go to that program, I'll be the only one there, because nobody can do any of that stuff. But I got released from prison September 8th, 2016, and I came here the very next day, which was September 9th, almost 21 months ago. And I've been here ever since. I got saved the very day that I got here. I got baptized in the Manatee River about 4 months later in the middle of January when it was like 3 degrees outside. I got, you know, God has just been so good to me, so faithful to me. It says that God is a restorer of the breach in his word, and I'm here to testify to you this morning that that is true. That God has restored to me the years that the locusts have eaten. That God has given me my family back. That God is in the process of restoring me as a man, as a father, as a child, as an adopted son of the one true King. I stand here today redeemed and bought for by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I leave you with a scripture verse this morning. It's Galatians 6 verse 9 says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Thanks, Dan.
Anybody ready? We got an open bed. No, but again, I just want to say thank you, guys. That is true. That is true. Any men ready? There, like Tim said, there are a lot of things we cannot do, but there are a lot of things that we get to do. And one of the biggest opportunities that we get is just to be here this morning, to be transparent. And I think this helps us just as much as it helps you guys, because it helps us to remember where we were, to help us not want to turn back and face it again. So thank you guys so much for this opportunity. I'll be back there by the table. There's product back there. It's all available for donation to help us with normal ministry functions. Come pick up a brochure. If very least, you set it on your refrigerator and use it as your prayer reminder. Continue to pray for us. We look really good on Sunday. We're up here in our suits. We sound really good. But tomorrow morning, the enemy's going to want to attack us and tell us that everything that we said today was a lie and tell us that we don't belong and that we're better off if we're dead and gone. Those are the things that we're going to face tomorrow morning when we wake up. So continue to pray for each and every one of these men. Talk to the men after the service. Come see me at the table. Thank you, guys.
Natalie.
After service.
You want to come up? You know, I don't want to come up. Oh, the second person we have to force the mic on this morning.
Kayla just has a school project that we have to do, and it's for embracing our differences. So we've come up with a saying: being yourself is being unique because there is only one of you. Take it as a gift that is possessed only by you. Everyone has one, but they are all different. And we don't know who wrote it. So, but anyway, but we're doing thumbprints. So if we can get as many thumbprints, we want to fill up this page. And I do have little alcohol swabs, so we'll clean off the ink and everything. But I'm going to sit back there. And so if we can fill this up for her, I would so appreciate it. And don't worry, we're not sending it off anywhere.
It'll go directly to the FBI. Okay. This morning, for our prayer time, the Lord led us to Psalm 12. Interesting. Beginning with verse 5, it says, "Because of the oppression of the weak and the groaning of the needy, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will protect them from those who malign them. And the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver refined in a furnace of clay, purified seven times. O Lord, you will keep us safe and protect us from such people forever." I think about it, right? And we all know the enemy is a liar. He's the father of lies. That is his native language, right? And, you know, from what I can tell, drugs are a lie as well. But much of this world is a lie. We're blessed this morning, the testimony of these men, to remind us that the Lord truly does save. There's none of us past redemption, and none of us that does not need redemption in that, because we're all addicts in one way or another. That if nothing else, we're addicted to this world. And so, gentlemen, we thank you for sharing, for bringing your testimonies this morning and showing us what the Lord truly can do. To me, it's so marvelous to look in Anthony's eyes and see them clear. You have no idea how meaningful that is to me. Join me in prayer. Father God, On this Mother's Day, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you remind us that none of us are beyond your reach, and that you call out to us even when we're not looking for you, Lord, and that you'll accept us no matter how scraped our knees are or what tough shape we're in. Father, I thank you for the testimonies of these men. Let our congregation take it home with us tomorrow, and that to help change our lives. And Father, I ask that you would continue to bless these men, grow them each and every day. Their testimonies are so marvelous, so inspiring. Father, do wonderful things in their lives. And we thank you for all of this in the name of our Savior Jesus. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed Mother's Day. Oh, I forgot. There's shirts in the back, and there's shirts in the back, and they not only are they a good deal, but they have some good messages on them. So, and they also have all sizes.